pleased to be joined now by the Senior Vice President, Director of Hockey Operations, and Assistant General Manager with the Winnipeg Jets, guy who looks after the Manitoba Moose, too, with all of those duties, Craig Heisinger. And, Craig, just a quick thought on what you've seen so far tonight.
Well, it's been an okay game. It was an unfortunate break on our part there at the end. Probably not the best idea to freeze the puck there with 6.5 seconds left to go, but hey, they're young players. They're trying to find their way.
Well, it's interesting you bring up the young player part of it, because I looked at the lineup tonight and I see 10 first-year players. I see a handful of guys who spent time in the ECHL so far this season. And I think to myself, as we look at the way the team has played in recent weeks, that you're right on track. You wanted to get a number of players introduced to the pro game. You wanted to get guys an understanding of what it took off the ice and on the ice to be successful at this level. And here they are doing their thing and being competitive. What's your sense of it so far?
Yeah, I'd say that's accurate. You hope that they start. I mean, we have a lot of young players, and it's not only a learning curve for them, it's a learning curve for us as well, because that's not the way it's been, and it's probably the way it should be. But as much as you want it to be, it takes some time for me personally to wrap your head around it as well. But you do hope, I always say you hope the young players, whether you have two of them or 12 of them, that they start to turn the corner sometime after Christmas and get their feet under them. And I think for the most part they've done that. We've been a lot more competitive in the second half of the year. And I don't think there's another team in the American League that has two rookies leading their team in scoring.
That's correct.
That may or may not be a good thing, but there's lots of opportunity being had by all. And so that is a good thing. You'd wish there was more winning than losing, but that hasn't been the case. But certainly since Christmas, it's been a little bit more winning. And you know, with that, that the line in the sand pushes itself a little bit, and that's what you hope for.
You made the comment early on in the season to me, if you're going to draft and develop, then you're going to have to put these players you're drafting into pro hockey games in order to become successful. So that's what we're seeing here. But can you explain to the listener that might not be familiar with the cycle of pro hockey, just how many players you introduce now as compared to maybe a normal year?
Well,
even if not in concrete numbers.
We probably introduced more in the last little while than most teams, because the draft and develop model suggests that, as you said, these guys have to play. And they have to play at the highest level possible that they're ready for. The issue with that is lots of first-year players aren't ready for the American Hockey League. They've been studs in junior, but I don't know that you can truly appreciate the gap between junior and the American Hockey League. Even the junior and the East Coast Hockey League is huge. I think the one thing we've done to our benefit this year is use the ECHL and Jason Christie and his staff in Tulsa to their fullest. The players that have gone down there for periods of time have come up and really shown improvement and really contributed. Harstad has played very well since his recall. I don't think anybody's shown more improvement from his time down there than Axel Blomqvist. I know a few years ago when we sent Ben Sherratt down there, played 40 games. He made a choice that he wasn't going back, and he's never seen the American League again either. So you can definitely use the ECHL and the American League to your benefit, but that's up to the players to choose to do so. You can think you made the right decisions to put players in situations where they can have success. You can only provide the environment for them to do that. They have to do the rest.
Craig Heisinger is with us, general manager of the Manitoba Moose. Two periods complete here tonight at MTS Center. It's 1-0 in favor of the Iowa Wild on a late period goal by Mark Hagel. And we're talking about the season with the Moose and player development. And it's one of those things that I'm always curious about, Craig, is how you assess the players. I know that Keith McCambridge, for example, writes up a little report on each and every player after each and every game. What goes into that whole picture of assessing where a player is at and how they're developing?
Well, that picture probably was more important the previous 4 years when we were in St. John's and we didn't see near as many games. I mean, certainly here, the amount of games seen, not necessarily by myself, but the rest of the staff, whether it be Chevy or Larry Simmons or Bruce Southern or the pro scouts, it's easier to see the team. You walk 70 yards from your office to see a home game instead of flying 7 hours. You still get the reports from the coaches after the game, but they're just a synopsis of the game. They paint a bit of a picture on the road if you're not there. But determination on players are made over a body of work, not over one or two games. So everyone's opinion goes into who gets, who may get recalled, who you might bring up in certain situation, who deserves this, who deserves that. But it's a collaborative effort. The coaches are here certainly more often than not to see the players play, so they have an opinion instead of just, you know, the two coaches talking and making the decision.
And circumstances have allowed a couple of the young players to get an opportunity to play with the Jets in recent weeks. J.C. LaPon is getting in a couple of games now, and Josh Morrissey made his debut on the weekend. What did it mean to the organization to get a chance to see some of those guys? And I'm thinking about Josh in particular getting a chance to play his first game on Saturday night.
Well, there's certainly, it's easier to provide those opportunities when both teams are in the same geographical realm of each other. And the situation that we're in with the Jets is that there's a chance to provide those opportunities. We only have six defensemen there, so when there's an injury, somebody's got to get their chance. And you have to take advantage. Nobody's happy with how the year went, but you have to find the positives in it and take advantage of continuing development, not only in the American League, but to get those guys an opportunity to get their feet wet in the National Hockey League. And I think you see most teams in the same situation that we're in doing the same thing.
Now, just to be clear, and some people may not be aware of it, but my understanding is you have the ability to make four recalls, but also the option depending on emergencies, right? So this isn't a situation where you can just airlift a bunch of kids into the Jets and say, let's take a look.
No, our recalls have been under emergency. We've been playing with the minimum forwards and the minimum defensemen. It's when you have enough healthy bodies and you just want to give somebody a look. After the NHL trade deadline, you only have four recalls that aren't included under emergency. So you have to be careful with those, because there might become a time towards the end of the year where you want to give somebody a look just for giving them a look, and you don't want to run out of those opportunities. Right now we're in a situation where we don't have to burn any of those recalls, and we'll do our best not to do that.
Craig, we really appreciate the time. Thanks for the insight, and we look forward to catching up again down the road.
Anytime. Thanks, Mitch.
That's the general manager of the Manitoba Moose and executive vice president of the Winnipeg Jets, Craig Heisinger, joining us after two periods of play here at MTS Center. As the Manitoba Moose trail the Iowa Wild by a score of 1-0 on a late second period goal by Mark Hagel. The third period is coming up in just a moment. Stay with us. You're listening to the American Hockey League on TSN 1290.